Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
Step 101. Returning to the law of correspondence, God created everything out of one divine mind, which means that that remains the truth of all being. If I think of myself and all of creation as a stream of divinity, I would not feel separate, alone, and afraid. I would know that holiness or wholeness is a state in which I was created and to which I could return simply by being willing to agree with God instead of with my circumstances, which, by the way, would immediately transform if I identify with God. The law of polarity reminds us that love, light, and therefore happiness reside on one end of the pole, and the absence of these on the other end. God is love and light. That we were created in the image and likeness of God was a manifestation of divine will. Therefore, without a doubt, God's will for me is perfect happiness. Step 102. HAPI, happy, is the root of our word happy. And in ancient times, HAPI was synonymous with the word atonement, which in its correct usage means wholeness. The Egyptian mystics used the joining of the red crown of matter with the white crown of spirit to illustrate and symbolize this wholeness. When we incarnate or come into bodies, it is imperative that we remember that we are spirit in form. As humans, because spirit cannot be seen or felt by the senses, it is easy to think we are our bodies. However, bodies are not capable of happiness without the consciousness that comes from spirit. Therefore, in order to be happy, truly happy, we must realize our wholeness as divinity in form. Today, I choose to agree with God and will that I be happy by knowing that I am HAPI. Step 103. Being the image and likeness of God, that is, pure love, is not a choice. It is a reality. However, embracing that truth and experiencing its attending results is a choice. Today, I turn my back on fear and accept happiness as my birthright. Step 104. God's will was to emanate vehicles through which to experience the magnificence of creation. Daily, we are surrounded by beautiful, fragrant, delicious nature, which is a result of that intention. However, in our attempt to make creation be what we would have it be, so often in our frustration and disappointment over not being able to fulfill our meaningless agenda, we overlook the outrageous gifts that we are and that we are surrounded by. Today, I am content with the gifts that truly belong to me as I say yes and thank you. Step 105. Whenever I am surrounded by nature or the gathering of loving family and friends, I feel peaceful and filled with joy. However, when I feel needy, desperate, and afraid, it is because of some insufficiency I fabricated separate from God's will for me. Today, I accept the truth of the law of consequences. I no longer fear that giving is losing as I truly embrace the law that says what goes around comes around. Whatever I give to another, be it good news or bad news, I actually give to myself. God's gifts of peace and joy are mine, and I ensure that I have them by my willingness to give them. Step 106. The right hemisphere of the brain is the side which is connected to spiritual communication, and the left hemisphere is the side connected to worldly communication. The right hemisphere operates the left side of the body, and the left hemisphere operates the right side of the body. In ancient Egypt, knowing this truth led the initiate to lead with his left foot and listen with his left ear. Thus, when speaking of the law of polarity, we think of truth on the left or spiritual end of the pole, and illusion or the worldly on the right end of the pole. Today, I choose to turn toward and listen to the truth. I will know that I am listening to the voice for God by how I feel. Do I feel the fear coming from the right, or do I feel the love coming from the left? Step 107. The voice in my right ear tells me I am insufficient and needy, while the voice in my left ear tells me that as the image and likeness of God, I am whole, perfect, and complete. According to the law of polarity, truth and illusion, or opposites, cannot coexist. Therefore, I correct errors with the truth, simply by choosing to turn toward and listen to the correct voice. Step 108. With the law of consequences, we learn that all creation is locked down on a circular or 360-degree track, that what goes around comes around, and it begins and ends with the giver. We have been cautioned to do unto others only what we would want them to do to us, for what we give, we will surely receive. Today, I choose to give the gift of true vision to all my brothers and sisters, no matter what their behavior or circumstances. I choose to see them as the stream of the divine that they are in truth. And as I see them, I consequently see myself. Step 109. I was created to manifest the perfection of God in form, to be a vehicle for the divine to experience itself in all its magnificence. The idea of that leaves me feeling peaceful. The activity of that, rather than being tiring, is restful. When I believe that I am here to make up meaning or purpose for myself, I am often confused and constantly exhausted from banging on irrelevant doors. Today, I choose to let go of all striving to be distinguished for my specialness and accept that, as part of the uniqueness that is God, I and all my brothers and sisters am and have everything already. And we can rest now. Step 110. We were created from a thought right out of the mind of God, whole, perfect, and complete. Hamlet was created out of the mind of Shakespeare, and when the bard was satisfied with his work, he released it, just as God did. And just as Hamlet nor anyone else can change what Shakespeare created, I nor anyone else can change what God created. We are indeed free to have experiences that seem to outpicture everything but the divine, but that changes nothing. I came on the field after the game was created, and no matter how unsatisfied I am with my game, I cannot, regardless of how hard I try, change the game. No matter what my circumstances or experiences, I remain exactly as I was created, whole, perfect, and complete.